Welcome to Beyond a Parent, the podcast for Christians seeking clarity for parenting in a confusing world. My name is Jeremy Autry.
And I'm Chuck Mead. Jeremy, we're back. 2025.
We're back, man.
It's been a little while, and we were just getting through the holidays, and we know we did not release an episode over the holidays. We apologize about that.
Yeah, I know you guys have missed us. You're going through withdrawals from Chuck and Jeremy.
I know, but we are back and ready to encourage you in your parenting. And so we're going to start off the new year with an episode about having hard conversations with your kids and why parents should have open, biblically based conversation with their kids on topics that can be a little controversial.
Yeah, and these are hard at different stages in your kid's life for different reasons. You know, when they're really young, it's hard because they're awkward and you're having to teach them about things that can be uncomfortable to talk about, and you're trying to figure out when is the appropriate time to introduce it. They're hard when they're in late elementary and middle school because a lot of conversations are hard at that time. They're hard when they're in, you know, upper high school and college because they're forming their own opinions and getting influence from all these other places. And sometimes those conversations can be less about agreement, you know? So these can be hard conversations for different reasons, but a lot of times there are topics that just are uncomfortable or difficult to talk about with our kids, regardless of the stage they're in.
So these issues and these tough conversations about things like abortion or gender identity or sex or marriage and homosexuality and all these things, it's stuff we've talked about before. But again, we want to emphasize that it's important that we as parents have these conversations, and we're going to see why this is important. First of all, number one, we need to have these tough conversations because there is a biblical mandate for parental guidance, for parents to guide and instruct their kids. This is something we have said over and over and over again. It's why we have this podcast. What would be some scriptures we would look
at? You know, the Bible says, Proverbs 22:6, train up a child in the way he should go. When he's old, he will not depart from it. Deuteronomy 6:6-7 commands us to diligently teach our children God's commands. It's clear. You know, I mean, it's the whole reason this podcast exists. This is on us. We have a team around us. You have a church family, other Christians, other resources. But ultimately, God put kids in our house. You know, the sovereign God who knows what he's doing gave them to us and said, teach these kids about me.
Right. So, Jeremy, as the children's pastor of our church and myself as the student pastor, we are to come alongside families, but ultimately it's the parents' responsibility to instruct their kids. And when parents ignore these tough conversations because they're awkward or parents feel unequipped, it can leave their kids vulnerable to very easily adopting whatever the world views about that position. Because as we're going to see next, number two, the world, we need to have these tough conversations because the world is proactive in teaching its own values.
Yeah, if you just think mathematically about all the hours in a week that your kid gets to hear biblical or unbiblical worldview and perspective versus how many hours they're at church, it's unbalanced. Even if you're here every opportunity or at your church every opportunity, there is a system in place, you know, that is teaching them values that are different than ours.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says in Romans 12:2, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind. The concept being that there is a world system that is in place that's teaching our kids. And what we need to do is teach them truth so their mind can be renewed and they can live a life that brings God glory instead of just conforms to the world.
So parents, if we don't engage in these conversations with our kids, the world will. And the world is really good at it. We see the world teaching their values and how kids and students should think. And they use media, they use schools, there's their friends, and pretty much every single method imaginable, especially within social media. So even if you're like okay, my kids, maybe I homeschool my kids, or they go to a Christian school and we're limiting their exposure to other, you know, unbiblical viewpoints on things, if they have any access to social media or to the internet or to media, or if they interact with other students who do, which is pretty much everyone, unless you're hiding in a bunker somewhere, in which case you probably wouldn't even be able to listen to this. So they are going to hear other viewpoints. So it's very, very crucial that we as parents proactively equip our kids with a biblical worldview.
Yeah. And it's not even electronic or other people. If they're reading a book, books have other perspectives than a Christian perspective. Even good classic literature that if you're encouraging your kid to read, they're reading that and they're picking up other ways of thinking that are unbiblical. And let's not remove from the conversation the fact that your kid has a sin nature and in and of themselves will come up with perspectives that are not scriptural.
Yeah.
And so never think that you could completely isolate your child from an unbiblical worldview, mm-hmm. no matter how many barriers you put in the way.
Yeah.
You need to be offering truth.
And so we may think like, okay, what good is this having these conversations going to do? And we have to see, number three, that these conversations, these tough conversations, they can strengthen our kids' faith. And so 1 Peter 3:15 advises believers to always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you the reason for the hope that you have. So this is basically telling us we need, as parents, first and foremost, to be equipped, to be able to understand, to be able to articulate what the Bible says about very important things.
And, you know, that's a big part of the reason these conversations can be uncomfortable. We can feel ill-equipped. We can feel unprepared. We can feel like we don't have this under control, but that's not true. If you're a Christian, you have Christian mentors in your own life. You have scriptures, you have your own intellect, but most importantly, you have the Holy Spirit who will fill you and guide you. You don't have to feel unprepared. And we want to put our kids in a position that they feel the same way. We want to discuss worldviews and perspectives and Christian truth with them, develop and embrace those perspectives as their perspectives, and then be able to discuss it and defend it and share it. You know, that's what we want to model and equip them to do.
Right. So just as we prepare for any other things in life, just as we prepare financially and for our jobs and things we need to get done around the house, this can be something we also prepare and something we grow in, is our ability to know the word, to know what God says about things, and then to work at having these conversations. Not saying we have all the answers, but coming with some biblical understanding. And the fact that you are even listening to this podcast is a testimony that you're at least showing effort into wanting to grow as a parent.
And you know, this is a good place to make a statement like this. It's important for you to remember you don't have to know everything and be ready to answer every question. It's okay to pause and, can I come back to this? Can we discuss this later? Let me do some reading. Let me do some research, or let's look together. We live in the age where a Google search, you know, these computers and smartphones aren't all evil. A Google search can lead you to biblical truth. So we're discussing it. We don't know. Let's sit down together. In 10 seconds, we can have access to or directed to some scriptures that will speak to what we're talking about, you know? So don't be afraid to say, I don't know, but let's find out.
Right. So another reason to have these conversations with our kids is it can model loving boldness for our children. So Ephesians 4:15 encourages believers to speak the truth in love. Additionally, 2 Timothy 1:7 reminds Christians that God gives us spirit of power, love, and self-discipline, not fear. So we have to see, like, God desires for us as followers to be bold, to speak the truth, but to do that in a loving way. But loving other people does not mean we never speak the truth.
This can be difficult when your kid is talking to you about something. They have an opposing position on something. And you want them to believe the truth, and you think they're missing that. This can be really difficult, but it's super important that you have that conversation with love at the forefront, and
that being the most important, it might not be the right phrasing, that being an important aspect of the conversation, that they know, hey, I love you. And if we leave this disagreeing on this, I still love you. Mm-hmm. And speaking the truth, saying what you believe to be true, but communicating all the time, not just with your words, but with your tone and with your expressions and the whole nine yards, that you love them. And we're teaching them that you can disagree with somebody and love them, which is a major biblical precept.
Yeah. And so we also think about this at the different stages of your kids. So this can having boldness, but love in having those discussions with your own kids where they may be just exploring and what they believe and trying to articulate that, but also teaching your kids to be bold that they may stand alone. They may be looked down at and people may say hurtful or hateful things about them for standing on what is true. Another thing that these conversations do is build trust and open communication between you and your kids.
You know, the Bible says in James 1:19, it urges us to be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. And just speaking from personal experience and conviction, that can be difficult when discussing deeply held beliefs that someone's challenging. That can be really hard. And it can be hard when you're discussing it with your kid and you're like, man, this was important to me. I thought I poured this into you. You feel differently than I do. It can be hard to stay slow to speak and not easily angered. And that's detrimental to these, to trust and to open communication.
Right. It's a good reminder that no matter how much we instruct, and this is scary, but no matter how much we instruct our kids in the truth, ultimately it is their decision. They will choose whether they're going to rest their lives on God's word and think biblically or not. So that doesn't mean we should by that truth thing, oh, well, there's no point in this. No, God does use our effort in our parenting and our discipling. But at the same time, we have to understand every human being has a free will and our kids have that free will as well.
And you want that. You want that free will because mm-hmm. otherwise they're just parroting. They're just repeating what they've heard instead of embracing it themselves. You want them to wrestle with it and think through it. And that's gonna lead to sometimes them thinking differently than us. And sometimes lead to them thinking differently for a time and wrestling through it and then coming back to agreeing. But if we don't have this open communication and this trust, we're not a safe place for them to wrestle through that and come to what will be for them a deeply held belief and conviction. You know, instead of just, this is what my parents always taught me, we want to be the person they can come to and discuss these things and wrestle with them and think through them so that they become their own convictions mm-hmm. instead of just what they were taught and memorized as a kid. That's important, but it can be challenging. Number 4 and 5 coupled together are super important because we want to model loving boldness and we want to be a place of trust and a place of trust and open communication for our kids so that we maintain that relationship. So we're able to pour Christian truth into them throughout their lives. Even as once they become adults, we still want to be the person that they can talk to about mm-hmm. these deep things. And so it's super important that all of our discussions include this concept of speaking the truth boldly, but in love, and being able to have open communication and trust so that we can talk about whatever. There's nothing off the table. There shouldn't be any belief that your kid has that they can't come and sit down and talk to you about.
Yeah.
You know, that doesn't mean agreeing with them, but it does mean open communication. That's important.
And remember, the Holy Spirit can do His work. And how many times have we, as parents, not thought completely biblically in certain things? And God begins to, through His word and through His Holy Spirit, and there's times I've not had the right position on something, and God shows me in His word I was wrong and leads us to change. So just the same way we don't always have it all together and God corrects us, God can do the same thing with our kids.
Yeah, you know, that's an important point. It's not on here, but please don't be so prideful to think you've got everything nailed down and right. You know, be willing to look back over and examine your own beliefs in these discussions and even doing it together. Let's look at this is what I've been saying to you your whole life. Let's look at what the scripture says and see if we got this nailed down right or if it needs adjusting, you know?
Right, right. Our next one, the reason why we should have these tough conversations is that they can protect our kids from being deceived. Colossians 2:8 warns us to see to it that no one takes you captive through hollow or deceptive philosophy, which depends on human tradition and the elemental forces of this world rather than on Christ. And so we have to see that every single one of us, but especially our kids, can be deceived by the things of this world, where it's like our kids are not necessarily just rebelling against us, but where they actually are deceived into thinking this is the right way to think about something. And it's very easily to be manipulated into thinking something unbiblical is the right thing because it just feels good.
Yeah. Under this heading falls the, hey, isn't it too early to talk about my kid about gender issues or homosexuality or sexual relationships, you know? And obviously there is a point that's too early for that. But I think sometimes a lot of times Christian parents push that back. And then this subject is brought up by someone else that doesn't have a biblical perspective. And the opportunity to be deceived is greater because it's never the truth hasn't been taught, mm-hmm. you know? So it is an uncomfortable conversation. It is an awkward conversation, but it needs to happen. And I'm not saying let's put a date on it. You know, as we record this podcast, let's put an age when you need to start discussing these things, but you need to be thinking about it early and working through a plan of when this comes up so that either we get the first crack at teaching on it, or we are very ready to correct, you know, the misconception that's been taught.
Right. And so we should, as parents, be the ones that, hey, I want, first time my kid hears something about this, I would love it to be me instructing them. So they already have the foundation that I'm giving them biblically of what God has to say about these, rather than seeing in the world. And by the way, the world will preach their viewpoint on things to our kids earlier than we think. And so there is targeted ads and reels and TikToks and everything to kids at a young age that is ultimately trying to disciple them how to think. And they do it even in seemingly innocent beliefs, even in our favorite Disney movies. And that's why it's important for us to be familiar enough. Hey, what's the message behind, hey, follow your heart, just do what makes you happy? And how can we, instead of just being passive when that message is being preached to our kids, how can we help them to see what actually God has to say about
that? And for decades now, I mean, there are PBS shows targeted to preschoolers and early elementary age kids that have episodes with gay marriage. You know, these things are being taught early. There are books targeted to kids that would seem to not teach anything we would be afraid of, but actually are teaching gender confusion. And, you know, if the kid goes to a library, that book's on the shelf. So we have to be aware that it's happening earlier and earlier.
Yeah. And lastly, when we are looking at reasons why we need to have these conversations, is that they teach God's compassion and truth. So 1 Corinthians 13:6 tells us that love does not rejoice in iniquity or celebrate sin, but it rejoices and celebrates what is true. So we have to understand to truly show love and have love for someone, that does not mean we celebrate what is ultimately a sin in God's eyes. But at the same time, Micah 6:8 reminds us as believers to act justly, love mercy, walk humbly with God. We want to be that balance of grace and truth.
Yeah, so that's our job. We want to be that, model that, so that our kids become that. You know, this is the biblical perspective. We are reproducing. We are building these. Like, the hard conversation is important because it's teaching on the topic we're talking about, but it's also important because it's modeling to young Christians or future Christians. This is how you talk to people that you want to teach the truth to, or that you want to discuss the truth with. You do it in a a respectful way, in a loving way, but in an honest way and in a biblically grounded way. Yeah. You know, we're modeling that. And that's as important. Teaching how to do it is as important as the topic we're teaching on.
Yes. And so we also have to remember, no one, as we teach what God's word says, remember and recognize that every human being, no one is too far from the reaches of God's grace. Just like we are recipients of God's grace and God's forgiven us of all of our sin through Jesus, is we can look at people who struggle or believe differently and say, hey, we can understand what God's word says. We can be ready to defend our faith and give an answer. But ultimately, love shows and recognizes that no one is too far gone, and God's grace can change anyone's hearts.
Yeah. And you've probably heard it said hundreds of times. We've said it probably on here. No one is one for the gospel. No one is convinced to believe the truth and embrace a Christian perspective from being mistreated, from being argued at, from being attacked, from being belittled. You know, no one comes to Christ because they were embarrassed to do so, you know, or bullied to do so.
Right.
Yeah. So that the opportunity to share the truth has to be wrapped in love.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of the foundation for what we're going to be talking about over our next few episodes. So we're looking forward to it. Thank you guys for listening to Beyond a Parent. Remember, parenting is beyond us, but in Christ, we have all that we need for this journey.
Thanks, guys.